My name is Tony Litt. I'm the MD of Sunrise Radio, and it's my immense pleasure to bring you the official Sunrise Radio podcast. We are the number one commercial Asian station in the United Kingdom, with many firsts to our name, and we continue to be the voice of British Asians who have given us their love and loyalty over 30 years. It's a legacy we cherish and a responsibility that we don't take lightly. Our aim has always been to entertain the listeners with the best of Bollywood and Bhangra, while also addressing their concerns. A real voice for the community, a vibrant community, and a great nation. We are proud to be British and Asian. This podcast is a compilation of some of the things we do on the station, with a stellar lineup of presenters who each have their own personality and style. It's entertaining, informative, engaging, and we hope you will enjoy it here as a podcast if you are unable to tune in to the radio. Don't forget to subscribe and tell your family and friends about this podcast. And do leave us a comment on what you think. We'd love to hear from you. All the best always. Team Sunrise. The UK's biggest
station is Sunrise Radio. This is Anushka Arora. As always, lovely to have your company for the Sunrise Radio podcast. And this week, I have another special guest on the show. I am joined by actor Rohit Roy via the phone. Rohit, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Good. I'm so pleased. How are you, Rohit? Welcome to Sunrise Radio.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
So happy to have you. So, Rohit, we're here to talk about Aira. Okay, so this film that everyone's questioning, what is Aira? Kaun hai ye? Kya hai ye? So why don't you do the honors of explaining to us and answer our questions, please?
Well, Aira is a film about artificial intelligence that seems to be the topic of discussion everywhere, especially in India, with a lot of AI being misused on actors. But when we shot the film, really, we didn't think so much about the subject as much. And now it's blown out. Aira also is the mirror image of my character name, Hari, in the film. Indeed, Hari Universe, it's called Aira. I'm the creator of an app which keeps a human being virtually and digitally alive even after they've passed.
Scary. That is scary. AI is very scary.
It is. I must say it is very scary.
Yeah. So tell us about your character, Hari Singh. Like, what is he like?
Well, you know, he's a creator. He believes a lot in kind of... he's close to his family, extremely close to his son. And so he believes he has created the perfect app for immortality. But he doesn't realize how dangerous it can be till the app starts getting used. How that app can be misused to create a personality who's not really there is what the pitfalls we will all face in the coming years.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know what? We're taking it very easily right now. You know, we think that ChatGPT is AI, but that's not AI.
I know.
It's just the tip of the iceberg, yeah. So I think
yes.
These are the things we've spoken about.
Rohit, you know, the trailer, it's very clean cut. It's very sleek. It's looking really good. What made you say yes to this film? Like, you know, AI aside, the topic of AI aside, what made you say yes to this?
You know, obviously the role. My role is really kick-ass, if I can say that myself.
Your roles, can I just interrupt you here? Your roles are always like that. Like, you're just so good, honestly. Like, can I... you know, when I remember when I watched Garbil and I came out of that film and I was like, oh my God, you were just so good. Like, too good you are.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate the work. So, yeah, I mean, you know, when I read the entire script, the first thing that jumped out to me was the layered character of Hari Singh. You know, every actor basically, a bona fide actor wants to look at the entirety of the script. I would say that it was the icing on the cake that Hari Singh's character was so well etched out.
Yeah.
But primarily, my decision to do a film or a show has always been what the script is. And Aira has such an intriguing drama-filled script that I obviously had to do it. Even if the length of my role was shorter, even if I was not the lead player, I would still have done the film because I loved the script.
Mm.
And as is evident from the trailer, there's so much happening, you know?
Yes, of course. It's quite a fast-paced trailer. It is.
Yeah.
This was shot in the UK, right?
Yes.
And of course, you've worked with some UK-based actors as well. Amit Channa, who is also an RJ on Sunrise Radio too. He's part of the movie
as
well.
He's very funny.
Yes, he is.
He's very funny. He's very endearing. I really love working with him.
Oh, he's a lovely guy, he is. And now tell me, Rohit, what did you love most about your experience shooting here in the UK itself?
Oh, I love the people. I just absolutely loved all of them. It was great to work with them because, this was my first, so to speak, international production.
Okay.
Sorts where I was completely, I didn't know anybody. I mean, I had not even met the director before I came there.
Right, right.
So I was kind of wondering whether I would gel, whether it would take some time to break the ice.
Mm-hmm.
But they were so welcoming and so appreciative of my past work that it, just made me very easy, and it's very easy to work with the crew.
Yeah.
Also, one thing I must say, they were incredibly efficient.
Yes, we are. We are very efficient. I will take that.
Yes, incredibly efficient. In India, we are used to a crew of 200 people. In the UK, we had about 60 or 80 people, but all of them are so efficient that you don't feel the need for any extra people.
Exactly.
And I don't like huge crowds. I like fewer people doing the job more efficiently.
Yeah. Well, I'm pleased you had a seamless experience working here.
Yeah.
Now,
it was brilliant.
I'm pleased. So, Rohit, Ira, after this, what's next for you?
Well, so currently I'm working on a project which I am developing myself. I'm writing and producing it so that I can direct the show. I've always wanted really to be a director. I pursued acting because it came to me. Mm-hmm. I didn't really reach out to be an actor. I never wanted to be an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, it's destiny that for the last 25 years, that's what I've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, you need to kind of stop, take stock and decide that, okay, this is also what I want to do.
Of course.
And I really think that if on the scale of 1 to 10, if I am 7 or 8 as an actor, I'll probably be 9 or 10 as a director.
Wow. Lovely.
So that's what I want to really do. And I'm currently developing a show called Law and Disorder.
Okay.
It's a story of two brothers. One is a cop, one is a lawyer, and one character is being played by Ronit, and one character is being played by me.
Oh, wow. What a treat that will be to watch then.
I think so. I hope so.
Yeah, it will be. And do we have any release date for that? I don't know what stage of production it's at the moment, but do we know any release dates for that show?
I know. Right now, it's in the stage of development.
Okay.
Because, obviously, it's an OTT show, so mm-hmm. it goes through many processes and in creative stages.
Mm-hmm.
So currently, we are in what is called the development stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's an eight episode series. So once we get all the 8 episodes down on paper, is when mm-hmm. we start production.
Lovely.
So hopefully by mid this year, we will get into production.
Super. Sounds good. Well, I look forward to that. Rohit, all the best for Ira.
I really hope
it does well.
Watch the movie.
Yes, absolutely. We will do. And listen, next time you're here in London, a trip to the studio is a must, all right?
Oh, absolutely. I would love that. I, in fact, prefer in-person meetings.
Me too. Me too, absolutely. So that's definitely pending. Good luck, Rohit, with everything. And
thank
hopefully
so
speak
much.
To you
thank
soon,
you
all right?
Much.
Take care. See you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Take care.
Listen to our Bollywood queen, Anushka Arora, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. weekdays on Sunrise.
It is time for Flirty at 8:30.
Calling all singles. Are you ready to get flirty at 8:30? Message the studio now and let the love doctor of Sunrise help you find love.
Yes, indeed. It's time for Flirty at 8:30. And I've got a wonderful guest on the phone. His name is Mitt. Mitt, are you there?
Yes, I'm Amit. How are you? You okay?
I'm good, my friend. I'm good. You sound good on air, actually. So hopefully we should be stirring up some really, really deliciously looking ladies for you.
Firstly, I got to tell you, you got to be gentle on me because obviously it's the first time on radio, and you've just bigged me up too much. You've put me on a pedestal now.
No, I like
so
to.
I have to be really careful on radio and what I say as well. So
No. Honestly, it's all going to be fun stuff, very friendly. And I just like to have a bit of fun with people. But listen, let's just to begin with, to warm you up, because I know it is your first time, I promise you'll feel relaxed in about 30 seconds. Just tell everyone, obviously we know your name, but just tell everyone roughly where you're from. You don't have to give the exact location, your approximate age, just so people get an idea of who you are.
Yes. So my name is Mitch. Full name is Mitesh. I am living in Harrow, and in terms of work, I'm a lawyer.
Nice.
Age 41. So over the 40s, actually.
But hey, listen, man, 40s is the new 30s, bro.
That's what they say, right?
But it is. I'm telling you, man. Yeah. So does that technically make you a millennial or a Gen Z? A Gen X, or should I say?
I don't mind, actually. Whatever you can call me, I don't really mind. I'll take it on my chin and we just move on.
I think technically you're part of the Gen X crowd, I think. What year were you born?
I was 82.
Yeah, technically.
The same year as one of the Bollywood actors, Ranbir Kapoor.
Nice. Okay, so yeah, so technically you are Gen X, which is the cool crowd, right? So anyway, I've got five questions to ask you. Honestly, they're harmless enough, just a bit of fun. Be playful with them. Just think outside the box, but just a way for our listeners out there to get to know you. And you never know. The whole point of this is that there could be someone out there listening who is either potentially interested in you, or they may know of someone who maybe, you know, like think, oh, I know someone who's single will be perfect for you. So that's the goal. That's the intention. So let's just have a bit of fun. So I'm going to ask you five questions. And the first one is really simple, easy one. I want to ask you not how you describe yourself, but how do your best friends describe you? Or like, for example, let me phrase this another way. If your Freudian slip. If your best friend was standing right next to you right now and I asked him to describe you or her to describe you, what words would they use? What would they say? What qualities do you have?
I can probably assume what they think, but I would say honest and loyal. Those are the two main qualities, and also with that, it's just sometimes you know, losing temper when things are going wrong. So that's the bad side of me, right?
No, that's honest. I like that. I like that you're being honest, and it's not just the good stuff.
Yeah, especially when, you know, in work scenarios, but genuinely off work, I'm as cool as I can be, and loyal and honest, I would say, were the two main things they would describe me. Yeah?
And those are quite generic. If there was one thing that's unique that your friends would describe about you, what would they say?
Unique, okay. Well, this was actually a few days back, and we went out for a few drinks, a few of my mates, and they always say, obviously, you've got a sense of humour, but I'm one of them who actually starts laughing at my own jokes.
I love it.
Even if it's, I don't know, it's just one of those things where I'll just laugh, whether it's someone else's or my joke, I'll still laugh, right? And your question is, you know, what is unique? That is one of the things. I'm always smiling, whether it's my jokes or someone else's.
I love that. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful way to describe yourself. You laugh at your own. And I think that's a great quality. I like that. I'm like that at times where I just feel like laughing at everything.
Yes. But there is obviously time and a place as well. In terms of jokes, it's just a little sense of humor. I think that doesn't harm anyone, right?
Perfect. Absolutely. Question two. How do you like to show your affection to the one you have feelings for? And besides the usual chocolate and flowers, so if it's someone in particular, you know, maybe it's from a past or whatever, but let's just say, hypothetically, you've met someone you really like, you know, head over heels for them. How do you generally show your affection except the usual flowers and chocolates?
Okay, that's a great question for me, actually, because, you know, with the few relationships I've had, it's genuinely, for me, it's just finding out what she loves and actually, you know, doing what she loves. But most importantly, out of all of that, is just giving your time. We're in 2024, right? And a lot of the relationships now fail because people don't give their time to relationships, or there's something going on, there's work, and that takes it takes it onto your relationships as well. So it's genuinely giving your time, to be honest, and obviously finding out what she loves and doing that. And it could be anything, right? She would, you know, probably love sitting at the couch, you know, watching a movie on Netflix, and that's okay for me, you know, as long as she loves doing that. That's, you know, I'd go out of my way and do that.
Beautiful.
But rather than what I want. Because yeah, it's not always what I want, it's what she wants as well.
And I love that as well, because kind of what you don't realise you've already said, actually, you've said it as well, is that you're probably one of your love languages, or one of the ways you like to express your love languages, is quality time. And I think that's one of the ones that women value the most too as well. So I love that. So a love language of quality time is the way I would phrase that. Nice. Nice. Question three.
Yes.
All right, you decide to... question number three, you decide to sweep your date off their feet by taking them to a surprise location. Where are you taking them? And it could be somewhere
surprise
abroad.
Location.
Yeah, it could be somewhere local, could be somewhere abroad, could be an activity. What would you like to... What do you think would be a good one?
Okay, there's two places, obviously, one is... Zanzibar, which I've, you know, really want to go to, which is a tropical place, and it's lovely weather and resorts
there.
Nice, And the other one is, as in all Shah Rukh Khan movies, Switzerland.
I love it.
You know, when it's in the winter, in the snow.
You just want to dance with her in the snow, don't you? Around all the trees and everything. You romantic.
Yeah, and then
heart.
Doing the winter sports, right?
Yeah, I love it. You soppy romantic at heart, I could tell. I love it. I love it. Question number four.
But yeah, those are the two locations. Yeah.
I love it. Zanzibar, Switzerland, great locations, I have to say as well. Question number four.
Yeah.
If you had to serenade your date, what song would you sing to win their affections?
Okay,
Now, would it be a Bollywood song? Would it be an English song, or, you know, anything else? What would it be?
What would it be? Actually, you know, the song that was coming on, I'm sorry I've just taken the lead on that, but it's the song that you were playing before I came on radio. And that is one of the great songs by Juvin Nautiyal, actually.
Yeah.
Every time that song comes, there's jeers up to my spine. Honestly, that song... it's such a lovely song.
It is, good choice.
And yeah, I can try, but you know, my dad is a musical classical singer. But unfortunately, I'm not.
Well, you never know. You know, it may be an undiscovered talent as yet, or maybe uncultivated talent, shall we say?
We don't want to switch off all your audiences, right? They're just going to switch off and that's it, not for this radio.
Don't worry, mate. I'm not going to ask you to sing, so you're right. You're getting off the hook today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm being easy on you today. Question number five, last but not least. What would she need to do to win your heart?
What would she need to do? I would just say be herself. For me, that's one quality which, again, you know, I keep saying the year we're in. But with all the things that are going on in the world, Instagram, you know, people trying to make themselves look good on social media, all I want is to be herself rather than something which is not. So you don't need to impress me as long as she's, you know, herself. And you know, if it clicks, that will click, right? It's your personality. So don't, whoever it is out there, to all the relationships as well, just you know, it's who you are. So never change yourself. And that, for me, is more important than anything else.
You know what I take from that as well? You've got to have someone, I think you've got to meet someone who's on your level when it comes to laughter and jokes. That is, that someone who can also laugh at anything, laugh at jokes, laugh at their own jokes as well. And you both just laugh together. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, sometimes we could sound stupid, but yeah.
No, I love it. I think that's quite sweet and romantic. So let me do a quick summary. Number one, how would your best friend... I keep doing the Freudian slip today. How would your best friends describe you? Hello, Ofcom? Yes, I'm sorry. Anyway, your friends would describe you are honest and loyal. You sometimes lose your temper at work, but otherwise you can be cool as a cucumber outside of work and you laugh at your own jokes. Love it. Question number two. How would you show your affections to the one you have feelings for, besides the usual flowers and chocolates? And you do something that she loves doing. You kind of have this thing where you like to give quality time, a bit like a love language, right? Question number three. You decide to sweep your date off their feet. Where are you taking them? You said Zanzibar or Switzerland. Love it. And that's just gorgeous. Question number four, if you had to serenade your date, what song would you sing? And it was one that we just played a little while ago, so Jubin Nodial and Rata Lambia. And then question number five, what would she need to do to win your heart? Be yourself, and you'd have to just be able to laugh at each other's jokes. Is that a good summary?
That is excellent summary, actually. Now I know why you're doing this, right? You just summarize everything. That's very good.
Well, yeah, I kind of created a radio dating profile. I love it. So to all the lovely ladies out there who may be single, to all the ladies who may have a single friend who's around about the same age, maybe, you know, sort of around 37, 38, up to 41, same age as Mitt, you know, looking for a partner, and you happen to like the sound of Mitt from Northwest London, and you want me to connect you guys up, then you know what? Drop me a WhatsApp, 07925 700272, and we'll see what we can do. And let's hope that there's someone out there listening who is just for you, Mitt. And can I just say, well done to you for being so brave, coming on air. That was quite painless though, right?
It was painless, actually. But lucky you didn't ask me to sing a song. So that was a good thing.
Hey, listen, don't tempt me, bro. Don't tempt me. I might do. You're like, quick, hang up, quick. No, don't worry. I won't do it. Mate, we'll save that one for another time. We'll save your dulcet tones for another time. I want to say thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, there you go. Please give a huge round of applause to Mitt, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Just give him a round of applause. Obviously, he can't hear it, but I'll do it virtually for you anyway. And like I said, single ladies out there, got an incredibly nice gentleman right here, 41 years old, from Northwest London. And if you like the sound of him, get in touch with me. And you never know, we still could have Sunrise's first ever wedding. How cool would that be? It would make for some great social media too. But Mitt, thank you again, my friend, as well. I'll let you go. I know you're with family and everything. So have a good weekend, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, that is how we do. That is Flirty at 8:30.
Catch our love guru, Amit Soda, between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. every Sunday for that chill out zone.